Welcome to Awakening Souls,
a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your
awakening souls.
Well, welcome back, everyone. It's Jennifer and Candace here. I am feeling the high vibing feelings of love and of excitement, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Tell me why you're feeling all this.
I don't know.
It's so cool, though.
It's like the best natural high ever.
Yeah. 3 days ago, it started. I don't know. You know that feeling of oneness when you just feel like you are connected to everything. You are everything. Everything is you. And I'm looking around going, oh, I love the grass. I love the sun. I love the trees. I love the birds. I love the flowers. I love my children. I love the bugs I see in my house. It's just this incredible feeling of just overwhelming love for everything and everyone. And every time I see a human on the street or in the grocery store or in a restaurant, all I could do is go, oh, I just love them. I feel like I'm a little crazy.
I think you're, what's the word?
Up-leveling?
Yeah, because that's usually what happens to me. It's like I get on this really high, and then it goes low, and it goes really low. And then at some point, it kind of balances out
yeah. For you. You know, I've been through a lot of lows. I think over the past, probably since January, I feel like I have done so many lows that I'm finally in a place where everything feels very steady. It feels very grounded. I feel very good. I'm not, you know, in this weird needing to search and have and get and do. I'm just kind of being very present and in the moment.
That's
and
probably
enjoying.
Why. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, here's the magic right here in front of me. I'm living in the present moment and everything is magical. And that just feels so good because I don't feel like I have to hustle and bustle and I don't have to accomplish anything. I feel like I've already accomplished everything I want to accomplish and whatever's out there in the future, I'm open to receiving it. But right now I'm just going to enjoy this moment.
Right.
And every moment in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels good.
It does feel good. I love being in that high moment. The only problem is for me, it just doesn't last long enough. I want it to last longer.
Well, we have the solar eclipse today.
Yes,
by the time this airs, you know, the solar eclipse would have already happened. But I'm in Aries. The solar eclipse and all the eclipses that it's happening right now is in Aries season. We are in Aries season.
None of that makes sense to me. None of that.
Listen, I don't get astrology. I don't do astrology, but I just know, I've known for months now that April was going to be my month. And not because it's my birthday month, but I just knew something energetically was going to shift for me in April. And I actually have a friend who is a psychic medium. We do channeling for one another and healings for one another. And she told me she knew something was going to happen in April for me too. And so.
And you knew this already before she said it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I'm just like, this is my effing month. This is my month.
I cannot wait to see what happens.
You know what? I don't even give a crap what happens. I don't care if nothing tangible happens or nothing physical
it
happens.
It could just be this high that you feel that this could be, you know.
This is good enough.
Oh.
I am so happy. If I just want to live in this place forever because it's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm usually in that place when I'm meditating. I've been meditating a lot for the last few days. So I'm kind of there, but only when I'm meditating.
But you had something exciting happen to you recently.
Very recently. Yeah. It was, what day was it? Friday. I was outside with my dogs. And the first thing I noticed when I went outside is there was a box elder bug drowning in my dog's bowl of water. And I had just put ice in it. So it was frozen water. So I rescued the bug. It was barely clinging on to life. And I'm like holding it. And I'm like, you need to heal. And so I'm trying to send all this healing energy to it. And I started singing to it. I don't know what I was singing. I think I was like, you need to heal. You know, I just felt like I needed to have that vibration to send it to the bug. And so I'm looking at it. I'm like, gosh, you're really alien-like. Like, I wonder what if there was an alien out there that created you in its likeness. And so I'm just thinking this and I'm looking down and all of a sudden I decide to look up. And I look up and there was this bright round orb, I guess you would say, but it was far out in the sky for me to think, okay, this must be a star or a planet that I'm seeing. You know, the sun may be, you know, it may be reflecting the sun's light. And I'm like, well, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. When have I ever seen a star in the afternoon? So I'm staring at it. And then I look around and I'm looking around. My neighbors are outside playing and I'm looking at everyone's just totally normal. And that little dot is still in the sky. It looks like a planet, you know, but it was so bright. And I realized, oh my God, you're not a star. And I started talking to it. I'm like, you're a freaking UFO, aren't you? You are a UFO. And I looked down several times at the bug to try and get it to get off my finger, because I really wanted to run inside and grab my phone, because this is not the first time this has happened to me without my phone. I wanted to take pictures. So I'm trying to hurry up and get this thing bug off my finger. And I'm looking at this thing and it didn't disappear. So I'm like, well, you didn't disappear like the first ones disappeared on me. So maybe you are a planet. And then I looked down again. I finally got the bug off my finger and I looked up and it was gone. It disappeared. So I'm like, you were a freaking UFO. And I oh man, and you were there forever. I could have ran inside and grabbed my phone, but.
And it didn't move.
It did not move.
No movement.
So it wasn't an airplane, no movement whatsoever. It just sat there and we stared at each other. I feel like it was about a minute, because I'm like looking down at the bug. I'm looking at my neighbors. I'm looking all around and I'm still, you know. Mm-hmm. It was there for a while.
That's so exciting.
It was so cool. It just didn't feel real.
I couldn't stop looking out the window for like the next 2 days after you told me that. I was like, my turn. It's my turn.
Me too. And it was really cool, because I think I've told the story of seeing the first UFO.
Yes.
When we
way back when. Way
yeah.
Back when.
Yeah. And it was like five lines in the sky, but they were bright white. This was in the same exact spot that I saw that UFO, those UFOs.
And today was that day that you saw this recent one was a cloudy day.
It was a cloudy day.
The clouds were just parted just right for you to see this.
Yes. Seriously, it was like a circle of a clearness and the clouds were around it. And I saw that. And then, see, that's why it took me so long for my brain to be like, is that a star? Because after a while, the clouds did shift and move and cover the spot that I was looking at. But I have a star app. So I pointed it up and it would tell me if there would be a star there, and there's nothing there. So
exciting.
It's very exciting.
And that's just a few days before this big solar eclipse that we're having.
Yeah.
You don't know. I got to know from our audience and for the people who are listening, if they're having some really wild things happen to them leading up to the solar eclipse and what's going to happen afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. I want to know what's going to happen afterwards too. Mm-hmm.
So I did a channel about the solar eclipse, and I was told I wasn't allowed to share everything that I channeled, but there's so much information out there about, you know, if you're in this woo-woo space, if you're in the spiritual space, you're probably listening to a lot of things on TikTok and Instagram about the solar eclipse and what it means. And everyone's got a different opinion. Mm-hmm. And some of it's very fear-based driven and scary.
Yeah.
And I call BS. I call BS. There's just no way that this exciting event that gets to happen only 20 years is going to create negativity in our life. I just don't believe it. I feel like the universe conspires together to co-create positive things, not negative things.
I agree. Yeah.
So as I was doing this channel, I channeled my higher self, which is Anisha. I've talked about her before. And she gave me some really wonderful information. But first I started with being in this really deep state of fear and anxiety and seeing chaos and destruction. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I seeing this? Like, this is not how my channels go. And she said, you are tapping into the collective consciousness right now. This is the collective way of thinking. It is fear-based driven. It is chaotic and it is coming to an end. And she's like, tap in to what is love and what is harmony and what is joy and what is peace. And she's like, there's like this little circle of people who are sitting in this vibration, and we are being asked to raise that vibration and expand to become the majority so that we are overtaking that fear-based thinking into love and harmony.
So that's why you are so high vibing it today.
That's why I'm high vibing it.
Uh-huh. That's why. Yeah. That's so cool.
There is a lot that I couldn't share, or there's a lot that I'm being asked
not to share just because it can create more fear than positive thinking. And the most important thing that we should be focusing on right now is being in the present moment and focusing on those positive emotions of love and of peace and of harmony and really tapping into that which already lives inside of us. And yeah. and kind of cut out the external influence that we have with social media,
yeah,
with
news,
with the news, oh, with yeah. movies, mm-hmm. even, and just do things that make you feel love, that make you feel excited. Yeah. I've been watching Disney movies for like the last week and listening to Disney music.
That's usually me.
And my husband walked in on the other day. I was doing my hair and makeup, and he goes, "Are you listening to Disney music?" Like, yeah. And he goes, "By yourself." I was like, "Well, yeah." He's like, "Natalie's, our youngest daughter, isn't even in the room." I was like, "It's for me. Okay. I really like Disney music and it makes me feel happy. So let me listen to it." So I even listened to it this morning because it puts you in those high vibes and it does. Brings you back to those good moments of childhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I've been living.
That's good. I like living in those spaces.
Me too. Me too.
Those are nice.
So I encourage everyone to just bring out that childlike, joyful, playful part of yourself. Remember to be in the present moment, bask in those feelings of love and joy. And I really feel like everything's just going to be okay. We are moving towards positivity and that's all we need to worry about.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why I've been meditating so much too. Is I'm feeling that too, like that high vibe. And that's where I'm getting it mostly is when I'm meditating. So that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm doing like the whole like focusing on each chakra one at a time mm-hmm. and expanding and then showing love before I expand and then expand it. Twice a day I'm doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been doing that too.
Oh, good.
Doing the chakra.
Yeah.
And I used to, when I would do that in the past, I always would hit a chakra and feel like immediate negativity or shame or guilt
and
or
it was
anger.
Hard to put love in there
and it was hard to put love in there. I don't have that anymore.
And so I was just thinking about that yesterday. It's so easy for me now to do that.
Yeah,
I was trying to think about how do I tell someone that they could focus on their chakra and then and give it love. How do you tell someone that?
It's, you know, it's something they have to experience.
Yes,
in
you
order
have to
for them to
experience
get
it over and over. And yeah, exactly,
it is really hard. I mean, once upon a time when I was struggling with anxiety and having PTSD
yeah.
and all of the things, right? I was in a really low place and I didn't know how to dig myself out of there. And when someone said, you know, focus on love or meditate and, you know, get in connection with your body, I'd be like, you guys are talking bananas.
Exactly.
Because
you
I
don't know what you're talking about,
you,
people. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have no idea what's going inside of my body.
Yep.
You have no idea how I feel. It
yeah.
was, it literally felt impossible to do anything positive
yes.
or to think positive.
And we know people like that
yeah.
nowadays. That
yeah.
Still. Are it, stuck that way.
It's a real thing, but there's a way out of it.
Yes.
And with yeah. that work and that progress and that self-growth and connecting to your spirituality, you can find it. And you can, I've not been doing this for that long.
Uh-uh.
This has only been 5 years since I've had my awakening and I have grown astronomically in mm-hmm. those 5 years. And I never, ever expected myself to get to a place where I could feel so much love for people and
yeah.
feel so much love for myself.
Same.
Never. And I never thought I would have genuine friendship connections.
Yeah.
That are based off of pure love. And I have that now.
Yeah.
It is the most incredible feeling.
It is. I love it. I'm there. I'm right there with you. I think I've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy.
Time flies. Time flies.
Yeah, it really does. But you really can feel like like I can just go back and remember meditating 4 years ago. And it was just like the beginning of it, learning. And now it's so different. You could actually feel that love going into each chakra and you could feel the way it changes your body. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I could feel the surge from my toes to my crown
yeah.
of love. And
yeah.
then I can feel it literally expand outside of my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know when I'm getting in that feeling, I am literally giving it to other people.
Yeah.
And I know that they can feel
yes,
it.
Yes. That's, and I hope they can feel it. That's one thing I'm always like, oh, please let others feel this because it's so important. It's a good thing to spread. So why not? Spread the love, people.
Spread the love. We sound like, I think the 70s had it right in a way.
Oh,
right.
Gosh,
Without all the drugs, maybe, but
They have free love.
Yeah.
I feel like they got something right.
It's basically all about love.
Relearning that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been trying to come up for a while.
I do know that this time is energetically a really big shift for the collective. And it's going to affect every single person a little bit differently. And I'm really curious to see what happens in the world after this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that this is like, oh, just because we're having a solar eclipse. Like, I feel like this has been in the works for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just like the climax moment.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
Turning point in our story.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, have you watched the movie Wish?
No, not yet, but you did tell me about it.
Okay, so there's the new Disney movie, Wish. And I watched this the other day, and I won't spoil the movie for anyone who wants to watch it. But I really feel like there's something in this movie that is almost foreshadowing
Ooh.
Of what's going to be happening with the collective. I don't even know that Disney knows that they're doing this. I think this is why I love Disney movies so much, is because when you're in that creative space, you're opened to channeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're channeling important information.
Oh,
if you
for
watch
sure.
Over the last 10 years, if you watch the Disney movies, I just feel like it's telling our story.
Yeah.
In little small pieces.
Uh-huh.
And it's evolving.
Yeah.
With
Do you
us.
Think Disney's doing this?
No. No, I don't. I think
Disney's causing all of this.
I think it's an enterprise who's just looking to make, you know, it's a business, right? Yeah. But I think the people who are creating this stuff, they're in positive, creative spaces,
mm-hmm.
and they are channeling information. I don't even think they know what they're channeling. I don't even think they realize what they're bringing to us.
Yeah, maybe.
So I encourage you to watch the movie Wish. If you like musicals like I do.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch that today.
It's fun. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. But the ending is the one that I got emotional. I could feel full body goosebumps when I watched it. I was like, this is us. This is what is happening. This, and I don't want to give it away, but it's like we're having a mass awakening, and we're about to go through another process of a beautiful mass awakening. And that's what's happening in this movie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Very cool. I'll make my husband watch it with me today.
I've been listening to the soundtrack too. That's the soundtrack that has been playing for my morning.
I used to do that. After my kids grew up, I would even take their Disney CDs and pop them in the car, or like SpongeBob SquarePants, but just pop it in the car.
Aww.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of funny about this time that I'm in right now is I've had no work.
None.
I had a good run for the past like couple months, and I had a busy week last week, and then this week has been radio silence. But I used to go through fear states of like, I'm not going to be able to survive. I won't have money flow come in, and I don't have a purpose because I'm not doing, you know, mediumship and the things that I love. This week, totally different transformation. It is like,
good.
That is not the feelings that I'm in at all. I'm like, you know what? I embrace this rest period and I'm enjoying it. And I get to live in this beautiful state of feeling good right now.
That's really good because you don't embrace rest time.
And I'm like, and I'm just going to trust that when work is meant to come in, work will come in. Good and I just want to live, and be of service to spirit. It's just like a completely different mindset, which has just put my whole body, my whole nervous system at ease.
Why do you think that
I
is?
I can't put a finger on
you
it.
You think the high vibration caused that? Or do you think this is causing the high vibration? What would you?
I really don't know. I've been going through something. I went through like the deep end, you know, I went through the thick of it.
Yeah.
And then I had to work through so many shadows, so much inner child healing. I was pulling up.
I just did this too.
Really?
Yeah. You know this.
But they don't, Jennifer. They don't.
I don't know how to talk about it. I mean, I'll just let you do it.
Yeah, so I've been pulling up all of these shadows and inner child, and things have been coming up of my past, like real traumatic events that I never got a chance to look at because they weren't the quote unquote big traumatic event that caused my PTSD,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it was the other events that were snowballed on top of the bigger events that I've never gotten a chance to talk to a therapist about or work on in my own shadow work and inner child healing. And just naturally over the last few months, it's all been coming up. And I've been able to see, though, a different perspective of those events that happened in my life, and a perspective not of I'm not loved enough or shame or guilt.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a perspective of love. Like, Oh, I can see where all the support came in for me. I can see how much I'm loved, how many people who loved me showed up for me in those horrible moments. And I never, ever been able to see anything that I've been through before through that lens of love.
Wow.
And I think that's where the shift has come. I just, you know, sometimes we have to go through hard things because it's got to shake up the negativity that's living within us so that we can look at it, so that we can heal it, so we can sit with it and then have a new healed perspective of what we've lived through and newfound love for ourselves and our experiences. And then that's where the growth is happening. At least for me, that's where that growth is happening. And it's really just changed my entire way of thinking and my energy altogether. I just feel like a new person.
This seems new for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, we've been talking and I've seen how you've been, and this is different, so this is cool.
Hey. All right. So we thought we would maybe pull a card or two for y'all here with us for the collective and just see what comes up. What is a positive message that the collective needs at this moment? Ooh. Oh, that card couldn't have flown out faster. Growth.
Growth.
Okay, so I am pulling from the Sacred Forest Oracle deck by Denise Lin. And the card we pulled is called Growth. And I actually find this kind of funny looking at this picture. There's butterflies everywhere, which I've been saying for the last couple of months that I'm in my butterfly era, which is me coming out of that cocoon, that transformation state, and becoming my transformed self, which.
And what you're going through now is actual growth that you've just been through. So
And
that's.
then mushrooms here at the bottom. These, like, you know, the Mario mushrooms? That's what they look like. That's what they look like.
Yeah, they do.
But this is also when I'm tapping into this card, I feel this strong, everything on this card has red in it. And I'm feeling root chakra one, but I'm also feeling the strength of Mary Magdalene coming in. And I'm not that familiar with the ascended masters, but Mary Magdalene is an ascended master, and from the little that I've read about her, she's actually done some really phenomenal work with women and with healing. If you read the book The Sophia Code, there's a channeled story about her, how she really worked with Jesus to help heal like people who had sexual trauma. So she worked with a lot of women, and I have felt her presence in my life over the last couple of months. And I really feel like her presence has grown a lot stronger. And I would say that this card is pulled for the collective. It is pulled for all of us here. So we are all going through and the card says 44. So an angel number, 44. This is about support. This is about love. This is about finding community with women. This is about transformation, complete transformation,
Get the butterfly.
a transformation unlike you've known before. All right. So, with that said, I wish you all the best of luck and the most incredible healing journeys. And I know that this is going to be a time of transformation for you. This is going to be that turning point in your story, individually, as in collectively, because our individual stories make up the collective stories. And we are in for an incredible ride over the next couple of
Yeah,
years.
I'm excited.
All right. And that's our show. Bye,
That's
everyone.
a wrap.